February 4th through 10th. Matthew chapter 4, Luke chapters 4 through 5. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Begin by reading Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapters 4 through 5, and pay attention to any insights you receive. The study ideas in this outline can help you identify important principles in these chapters. From his youth, Jesus seemed to be aware that he had a unique, sacred mission. But as Jesus prepared to begin his earthly ministry, the adversary sought to plant doubt in the Savior's mind. "If thou be the Son of God," Satan said. See Luke chapter 4, verse 3. But the Savior had communed with his Father in heaven. He knew the Scriptures, and he knew who he was. To him, Satan's offer, "All this power will I give thee," see Luke chapter 4, verse 6, was a hollow one, for the Savior's lifelong preparation allowed him to receive the power of the Spirit, see Luke chapter 4, verse 14. So despite temptation, trials, and rejection, Jesus Christ never wavered from his appointed work. Quote, "I must preach the kingdom of God, for therefore am I sent," end quote. See Luke chapter 4, verse 43. Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. Communing with God prepares me to serve him. To prepare for his mission, Jesus went into the wilderness to be with God. See Joseph Smith translation, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, footnote B. Think of what you do to feel close to God. How does this prepare you for the work he wants you to do? Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, and Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Jesus Christ set the example for me by resisting temptation. Sometimes people feel guilty when they are tempted to sin. But even the Savior, who lived without sin, see Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, was tempted. It can be comforting to know that because Christ also faced and overcame temptations, he knows the temptations we face and can help us overcome them. See Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 12. As you read Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, and Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, what do you learn that can help you when you face temptations? You could organize your thoughts in a table like this one. In the manual, you will find a table with two columns. The first column's heading is Jesus Christ. And we find some examples of questions. What did Satan tempt Christ to do? Use his power to satisfy his hunger. And why was Christ prepared to resist temptation? He fasted. He went to be with God. He knew the Scriptures. In the second column, we find the heading, Me, with the questions, what does Satan tempt me to do? And how can I be prepared to resist temptation? What additional insights do you gain from the Joseph Smith translation of Matthew chapter 4? See footnotes throughout Matthew 4. See also 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, Alma chapter 13, verse 28, Moses chapter 1, verses 10 through 22. Temptation, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 32. Jesus Christ is the prophesied Messiah. If you were asked to describe what Jesus Christ was sent to earth to do, what would you say? In Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 19, the Savior describes aspects of his own mission by quoting one of Isaiah's prophecies about the Messiah. See Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 2. What do you learn about his mission as you read these verses? Although the Jews had been waiting for centuries for Isaiah's prophecy to be fulfilled, many did not accept that Jesus was the Messiah when he declared, "This day is the Scripture fulfilled in your ears." See Luke chapter 4, verse 21. As you read Luke chapter 4, verses 20 through 30, see also Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, try to put yourself in the place of the people of Nazareth. Is there anything that might prevent you from fully accepting Christ as your personal Savior? See also Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 12, or the video Jesus Declares He is the Messiah on LDS.org. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22, Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. As I trust in the Lord, He can help me reach my divine potential. President Ezra Taft Benson taught, quote, "Men and women who turn their lives over to God will discover that He can make a lot more out of their lives than they can." End quote. See Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Ezra Taft Benson, page 42. This is what happened to Peter and his fellow fishermen. Jesus helped them realize that they could do more than catch fish. They could become fishers of men. See Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. See also Luke chapter 5, verse 10. To help them see this, Jesus used experiences that were familiar to them. When have you felt the Savior calling you to follow Him? How can you show the Lord that you are willing to forsake all? See Luke chapter 5, verse 11, to follow Him. Ponder these questions as you read Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22, and Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. See also Come Follow Me in Hymns number 116. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. Jesus had been fasting before He was tempted by the adversary. What insights can we gain from this account about the power of fasting? The information in Fasting and Fast Offerings, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org, might help you lead a family discussion about fasting. You could invite family members to share experiences they have had with fasting. Perhaps your family could prayerfully make plans to fast together for a specific purpose. Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. Luke chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. When Satan tempted Christ to turn a stone to bread, he challenged Christ's divine identity by saying, "If thou be the Son of God," see Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. Why does Satan try to make us doubt our divine identities? How does he try to do this? See also Moses chapter 1, verses 10 through 23. Joseph Smith translation, Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. After Jesus was physically and spiritually tested, His thoughts turned to the needs of John the Baptist, who was in prison. Quote, "And now Jesus knew that John was cast into prison, and He sent angels, and behold, they came and ministered unto him." End quote. See Joseph Smith translation, Matthew chapter 4, verse 11, in Matthew 4, verse 11, footnote A. How are we blessed as we follow Christ's example of thinking of others before ourselves? How can we follow His example? Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. Do we know anyone who is brokenhearted or who needs to be set at liberty? See Luke chapter 4, verse 18. How can we help others receive the Savior's healing and deliverance? You might also discuss how performing temple ordinances helps bring deliverance to the captives. See Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Improving our teaching. Live the gospel of Jesus Christ. Quote, "Perhaps the most important thing you can do as a parent or teacher is to live the gospel with all your heart. This is the principal way to qualify for the companionship of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to be perfect, just diligently trying and seeking forgiveness through the Savior's atonement whenever you stumble." End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 13.